It's Tuesday, July 3rd, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download is from AV Week 351. I'm joined by Corey Schaefer, Sean Robinson, and David Maldo, talking about Microsoft Surface Hub 2. Sean Robinson starts us off talking about the improvements made over the first Surface Hub.
You know, historically, Microsoft's not been overly strong on hardware. Xbox is probably one of their biggest or most volume that they ship on hardware, and they had some issues back a long time ago, but they've iterated quite a bit, and they're making some absolutely beautiful hardware now. Laptops and a new studio, and now this new Surface Hub 2. That first Surface Hub was probably still when they were still kind of learning hardware. They had an idea that they wanted to create, and the first one kind of seemed somewhat cobbled together because it was such a bulky product, but yet it was still delivering a pretty good touch, actually an excellent touch experience. But I think the product came along, they were paying a little bit less attention to the hardware side to deliver the experience, and then you had this huge bulky thing that you had to put together to mount it. And I mean, and you, the stories that come back from a lot of our distributors and dealers on how to get it in the building, right? Because it wouldn't fit in the elevators. Like, they've heard all of that from their customers. They've listened to their customers, obviously, and they've put all that thinking into the new design. And like Corey was saying, partnering with Steelcase, it was brilliant, right? So I think it's going to be a very interesting product. It really does depend on what price point they come in at. And I've seen the rumors on price points. If they can hit that, it's going to be a very disruptive product.
Hey, Sean, what are the rumors on price point?
$5,000.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. You know how it was with the first Surface Hub too. They waited a really long time. So we'll see if they can hit that. They are manufacturing overseas from what I hear on this one. So they might hit that. If they do, that could be very disruptive in the huddle space, actually.
Do you think there's any strategic plan on their part on the video side, so Skype for Business, because you see other players like Zoom coming in and just grabbing market share? So this might be the kind of the hidden gem behind it as well, how it could integrate Skype for Business. If I'm in their shoes, I would just assume that's got to be part of their strategy, because again, I really think on the video side for Skype for Business that they've got some formidable competitors there.
And to follow up on what Corey said, absolutely, it's got to be. If they're paying any attention to what's going on in the market, it has to be a big part of their marketing strategy. If you look at Zoom and BlueJeans and other cloud vendors, they're very hot on their room kit solutions. Mm-hmm. That's what their marketing people want to talk about. That's what they're on their websites. And you think, you know, why is that a big deal? They're selling licenses. They don't care whose camera. They don't care whose microphone you use. Why are they pushing these kits of other people's products? And I think it's because of sales. If I'm a salesperson and I walk into an enterprise and they say, I want you to buy 10,000 BlueJeans licenses, Zoom licenses, Skype licenses, what's a Skype license do for me? Well, your user used it for video conferencing and let me talk about it, or let me show you it on my phone or something. That's a hard sale. It's another thing to walk in and say, check out this kit. We open the box, boop-a-doop-a-doop, plug it in, bam, your call's up, you press one button, it's connected to your calendar, your users are going to love it. And they say, oh, okay, I'll buy 10 of those. Oh, you also need 10,000 licenses for all your users. I think it's a real thing, but it's a sales gimmick. It's easier to show something. And if these new the new hubs are hot and people love them, what a great way to sell Microsoft Teams or Skype or whatever it's going to be. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.